This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 8th. Well, obviously the stock market is manic and it reacts, it doesn't think. And what we have today is we have the rebound that I expected, but I would like a strong close. If we don't get a strong close, that means a retest is imminent. And the market was probably going up because a lot of trade barriers are falling. And the irony is we might have freer trade as a result of what the Trump administration has proposed, but it all has to be negotiated. So Israel set the standard, okay, when Benjamin Netanyahu was in the White House yesterday. And that's the standard that all the other countries have to follow, which is a balanced trade with the U.S., no barriers, etc. Now, you might wonder, are we still going to keep that 10%? Probably. That 10% is to generate tax revenue. That 10% is to tax the underground economy. There's a lot of people that don't pay taxes, and they'll either have to do a VAT or a 10% tariff. So that's the choice we have. So that's why this whole mess has been so confusing. Okay, it was reciprocal tariffs plus 10%. And it's interesting, we're watching the automakers. A lot of them are just stopped their shipments to the United States, holding their vehicles at the ports because they're waiting for let's make a deal. And obviously when the deal's set, they'll proceed. But I find that very, very interesting, okay? So, I don't mean to be a buzzkill, but we're going to bounce, and then, which we are right now, and then we have to retest, and you might have to retest a few more times. The only comment I have is you want volatility to dry up. You want the selling pressure to be exhausted, which appears to be, but we'll know on the retest. And then we need the rate cuts because interest rates have come down dramatically. And the other thing we need is we need earnings to work. We need Wall Street to change its focus back to earnings instead of what's going on with the White House, okay? So we do have a pro-business president. He is unconventional, but he is pro-business. And we'll see how well the administration can listen. I think we've narrowed down the spokesman. So it's Kevin Hassett, the Council of Economic Advisors, and Scott Bessett. Those are the leaders. You're not hearing from Howard Lutnick as much or Peter Navarro, okay? And apparently Elon Musk called Peter Navarro a moron. So I guess Elon's entitled to his opinion, but you can see those two don't get along, okay? But that is kind of where we're at, okay? So sorry you had to go through all this. I know it was incredibly painful, but we did get a nice decline in interest rates, although the 10-year's at 4.23 now. It was a lot lower a few days ago. But you do have a collapse in global rates underway that will continue to put downward pressure on our rates. And the world is in a recession, okay? And the question is, are they going to drag us into that recession as well? Now, one of the best things that's going on is the spring is here. It's time to get out and about, be happy. The other thing is the U.S. has household formation, which much of the rest of the world doesn't have. So we are always going to be growing faster than the rest of the world just because we add households. We also assimilate our immigrants no matter how they got here. And obviously, Trump wants them all to have legal green cards and all that good stuff. So otherwise, that's about it. So enjoy the bounce, prepare for a retest, and then the volatility will subside, and then hopefully earnings will take over. And then we'll forget this even happened. The other comment I have is the financials will be having good earnings. And so they're dominating this week, but next week our stocks start to kick off. So that's it. Celine Avelier. I'll keep talking during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.